Co-host dynamics. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 33. I hear this origin story all the time. Two friends are sitting at a bar, having a few drinks, making each other laugh. One of them says, "We are hilarious. We should start a podcast." So they buy two microphones, hit record, and just talk. And the result is an absolute disaster. It is an hour of two people laughing at inside jokes, talking over each other, and going on tangents that nobody else understands. Having a co-host can be the greatest asset to your show, but only if you understand that recording a podcast is a performance. It is not just hanging out. When you and a friend talk in real life, you interrupt each other constantly. But audio is a linear medium. The listener only has two ears. If two voices speak at the exact same time, the audio turns into a muddy, confusing noise. The listener physically cannot process it. If you want your co-hosted show to sound professional, you have to establish rules. The first rule is, define your roles. You and your co-host cannot have equal jobs during the recording. You will crash the car. Look at professional sports broadcasts. There are always two people in the booth. One is the play-by-play announcer, and the other is the color commentator. You need to do the same thing. The driver is the person in charge of the structure. The driver introduces the show, reads the bullet points from the outline, guides the interview, and makes sure the episode stays on time. The color commentator is the passenger. Their job is to react. They provide the jokes, the deep analysis, the pushback, and the emotion. If both of you try to be the driver, you will constantly fight for control of the outline. If both of you try to be the color commentator, the show will drift aimlessly for 2 hours. Pick a lane and stick to it. The second rule is, use visual cues. You should never record a podcast without being able to see your co-host's face. If you are remote, you must use video. You need to develop a system of hand signals to prevent talking over each other. If I am the driver and I am telling a story, but my co-host has a great joke to add, they shouldn't just shout it out. They should raise a finger on camera. That visual cue tells me, finish your sentence, then pass the mic to me. Finally, ban the inside jokes. When you reference a story from college that only the two of you know, you are building a wall between you and the audience. You are making the listener feel like a third wheel on an awkward date. Every reference must be explained, or it must be cut. Your chemistry got you to the microphone, but discipline is what will keep the audience listening. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about video podcasting on YouTube and why uploading a static image is hurting your brand. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.